Health professionals and law enforcement officials involved in a group called Smart Approaches to Marijuana Minnesota highlighted their concerns with legalization. Judson Kim Bemis said marijuana should not be commercialized and normalized.
People are not interested in having pot stores in their neighborhood across from their school or opening their Sunday paper and finding several pages of marijuana ads.
Sandy Melville, whose son was killed in 2010 by an impaired driver, warned of an increased public safety risk.
Legalizing recreational marijuana is not only a huge step in the wrong direction, this legislation refutes any concern our lawmakers say they have for the safety and health of Minnesota citizens.
Supporters of legalization were also in the room and repeatedly heckled Melville and other speakers. The news conference became increasingly confrontational. After the news conference broke up, Jason Tarasek of the Marijuana Policy Project said he's working with lawmakers to pass a legalization measure this session. Tarasek said the hecklers are not part of his group's efforts, but he said he was glad their voices were heard.
A lot of these people don't have ready access to a podium and a microphone, and they got their message out today, and I applaud them for that.
Tarasek said he's working with DFL State Representative Mike Freiberg of Golden Valley and DFL Senator Melissa Franzen of Edina on a legalization bill. Another pro-marijuana organization, Minnesota Campaign for Full Legalization, held its own news conference, which attempted to further counter many of the claims made by opponents. The group's executive director, Marcus Harkus, said marijuana prohibition has not prevented its use.
We have to live in fear of being criminalized and potentially losing everything over a healing plant that makes us feel better and has never killed a human being in the thousands of years of known human use.
Supporters were energized by last fall's election of Governor Tim Walz, who said as a candidate he would support the legalization and decriminalization of marijuana. Asked about his position now, Walz said he wants to move on marijuana as fast as Minnesotans are comfortable with.
If those discussions are all able to, which I think they can be done, and there's satisfaction that we've explored all of the alternatives and all of the pros and cons around it and crafted a good piece of legislation, then it would be my intention of yes, then I think we should go ahead and start moving because this is going to take time to implement.
Despite support from Walz, it's unclear whether any bill will pass this year. Top House and Senate leaders from both parties said last week that they will not rush to take up the issue this session. So far, no legalization bills have been introduced. Covering politics, I'm Tim Pugmire at the Capitol.